Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Sunshine today with our high nearing 73. Partly cloudy skies overnight tonight with a low around 50. Partly sunny with a high of 69 on Wednesday and northwest winds between 5 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. Clear skies over Wednesday night with a low around 46. Sunny and 69 into Thursday and clear skies in 44 throughout Thursday night. Sunny with a high of 73 throughout Friday. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster. Currently it's 34 degrees.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I am Felix Johnson. Jury selection for a man accused of killing a Quick Trip security guard has begun. 39-year-old Will Robinson was a former Wichita police officer and was shot after escorting a man off the property at Murdoch and Broadway in downtown Wichita in 2021. Police arrested then 41-year-old Leroy West under the suspicion of attempted first-degree murder and criminal possession of a firearm. The now 44-year-old West had his trial delayed in part to a judge ordering that he undergo a mental evaluation. He is currently being charged with second-degree murder, aggravated assault, and criminal possession of a firearm by a felon. In other news, two men are in custody after several car windows have been shot out with BB guns in western Kansas. The Hamilton County Sheriff's Office received a call at 4:09 Monday morning. And about a half hour later, the suspect's vehicle was located, and the two men were taken into custody. While inside the vehicle, there were several BB guns. Kansas Mid-America Network News.
The Fox Kansas ICT Local Spotlight is shining a light on the amazing local businesses in Wichita to remind you to shop locally and support businesses like Little Buster's Sports Bar and Grill in Derby, Easy Credit Auto Sales, Empire Taco of Mulvane, Whiskey Dick's Bar and Grill, and Wynn Insurance. Wichita really does have it all. So keep your dollars close to home and let's continue to grow together by supporting these ICT local businesses.
Social Security belongs to you. You work hard and pay into it. So it's only fair for you to expect to get the money you've earned to help cover living expenses and bills, and not for politicians to use as a piggy bank. That's why AARP is fighting to protect your Social Security so you get what you've earned. Learn more at aarp.org/youearnedit. That's aarp.org/youearnedit. Paid for by AARP.
The Small Business Development Center, K-State 105, and the Northwest Kansas Economic Innovation Center are working together to help provide the right resources for small businesses at the right time. The Small Business Development Director, Greg Jordan, told KSN more about the projects.
What happens in these smaller communities, the loss of a single business can have dramatic impact on a community. And that's where we can really help to make a difference, because one of the issues that really comes up as we look at the food desert, and we have places that have lost their grocery store and the closest one is 60 miles away.
A new report by personal finance experts say that the University of Kansas may be the best decision for incoming freshmen. Wallet Hub ranked the University of Kansas as the best school in the Sunflower State, while it ranked 442nd overall, which makes it in the 51st percentile with a score of 53.98. Wichita State was ranked 8th in the state and 219th in the Midwest, while K-State was unranked. Kansas Mid-American Network News, I am Felix Johnson.
Duzin Enterprises has been laying floors all over our area since 1962. That's miles and miles of carpet, laminate, tile, hardwood, and vinyl. And they are so good at it that their schedule is filling up fast. So while good things come to those who wait, if you have a remodel or a new construction project in your near future, you should probably get on their schedule today. So call 785-325-2379. That's 785-325-2379. Duzin Enterprises in Washington. Why would you go anywhere else? Financing available.
Nebraska Mid-American Network News, I am Felix Johnson. The Nebraska Department of Health and Human Services and their Division of Children and Family Services was awarded $2.5 million to help support the efforts in reducing the number of indigenous children involved in the child welfare system. They will receive $500,000 every year for the next 5 years, with project goals being to increase compliance with the federal and state Indian Child Welfare Act, increase tribal capacity to meet community needs around prevention, safety, permanency, and well-being, and also enhancing relationships between state and tribal partners. In other news, the Nebraska State Capitol will be lit up blue as a symbol of solidarity with the people of Israel. The color is representative of Israel's flag, which is blue and white. Governor Pillen said that he condemns these terrorist acts that has also claimed American lives. Nebraska Mid-American Network News.
The bakers of Earth Grains breads combine wholesome and nutritious ingredients with a soft, light texture that your family will love. Our nutritious varieties include 12 grain, wheat berry with honey, 100% whole wheat, and multigrain. Try Earth Grains 12 grain toasted with peanut butter for breakfast, or multigrain with turkey and fresh veggies for a nutritious lunch. Earth Grains breads, baking our best for you.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Voter registration closes today for the November 7th general election. Advance balloting begins tomorrow. In addition to Marshall County clerk's offices, you may also register to vote at the Axtell, Blue Rapids, Frankfort, Vermilion, and Waterville city clerk's offices. Recent public meetings, including the Marshall County Jail Project and the Marysville Candidates Forum, are available for replay or download in their entirety on our website at KeyNDYRadio.com. Washington County Commissioners heard an update on the American Rescue Plan funding last week. They're working on getting a quote for a fire escape on the backside of the courthouse, and the committee has decided to give each fire department, Lynn and Washington EMS, additional money for equipment previously requested. Nemahal County Commissioners voted unanimously to vacate a portion of K Road in Illinois Township following a public hearing. Bids for overlay on the Baileyville Road were discussed, no decisions made. Sheriff's Office reported receiving grants of $350,000 to replace the radio dispatch system and another toward bulletproof vests. It was also reported the Sheriff's Department is concerned with remaining budget levels for this year and the amount allotted for next year. Commissioners turned down a request from the City of Seneca to participate financially in funding grant matching toward development of a fitness court the city is developing. Several Liberty area residents spoke again during public comment at the last Gage County Board of Supervisors meeting opposing a confined feeding operation. They cited no benefits to the Liberty community, residences that would be located within a half mile, runoff and groundwater contamination potential, heavy truck traffic resulting in safety issues, and a 480-acre site they say is too small for the operation. A public hearing is planned Wednesday this week on the matter. Supervisors question costs involved with the name change for Region 5 Community Services to APACE and expressed concern with a lack of transparency in the transition. A mediator has been appointed by the Kansas State Board of Education in a petition regarding district boundaries with USD 113 Prairie Hills by three adjacent districts, including Vermilion, Frankfort, Centralia, Nemahal Central, and Jackson Heights. The request for mediation followed stalled talks among the districts who are challenging boundary changes. Pawnee City Board of Education has set a public meeting November 27th to hear comments and further discuss a proposal to move from six-man back to eight-man football for the next two-year cycle. A caregiver's guide to finances, managing money, will be offered Tuesday evening in Washington. The free program through the Alzheimer's Association will discuss costs of caregiving, benefits of early planning, teach you how to avoid financial abuse and fraud, start a conversation about finances, assess financial and legal needs, and find support. This program is free Tuesday evening at 7 at the FNB Bank Basement Meeting Room in Washington. RSVP requested at the River Valley Extension District Office at Washington, 785-325-2121. Todd J. Landall, age 53, of Marysville, passed away Friday. Funeral service Wednesday, 10:30 at the American Legion Post in Marysville. Private family burial at a later date. Visitation Tuesday. The family will see friends from 5 until 7 p.m. at Kinsley's in Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Todd Landall. Harlan M. Richter, age 79, of Barnes, passed away Thursday. Funeral service Friday, 10:30 at the Fancy Creek Zion Church, burial in the church cemetery. Family will see friends Thursday from 6 until 8 at the Anders Fifley Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Arlen Richter. Francis A. Vering, age 90, of Marysville, passed away September 21st. A funeral mass is planned Saturday, October 21st, 11 a.m. at St. Gregory's Catholic Church in Marysville. Private interment in the church cemetery, with Kinsley's in charge of arrangements for Francis Veering. Reverend Jerome E. Jack Ulmer, age 87, of Marysville, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Saturday, 2 p.m. at the Evangelical United Church of Christ in Marysville. Burial in the Marysville City Cemetery. Visitation Friday, noon until 9, at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Reverend Jack Ulmer. Raul Delmar of Marysville passed away, and a memorial service is planned Saturday, 2 p.m. at the shelter on the Blue River Rail Trail, north of inline construction. Kinsley's in charge of arrangements for Raul Raleigh Delmar. William Bill Dowdy, age 63, of Oldsburg, passed away Friday. Graveside service at the Carnahan Creek Cemetery pending, with the Anders Fifley Funeral Home in charge for Bill Dowdy. Nancy G. Smith, age 85, of Topeka, formerly of Marysville, passed away Thursday. Services pending, with Kinsley Mortuary in charge for Nancy Smith. Ivan R. Butch Berger, age 65, of Waterville, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Monday, 10 a.m. at St. Mark's Lutheran Church, Waterville. Burial in the Riverside Cemetery. Visitation Thursday, noon until 9. Family will greet friends Thursday from 6 until 8. At the Christy Anders Funeral Home in Waterville, in charge of arrangements for Ivan Butch Berger. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, ribs with seasoned mashed potatoes, sauerkraut, zucchini and tomatoes, and rosy applesauce. Tomorrow, meatloaf, baby bakers, peas, and mixed fruit. KNDY News Time is 7:16.
Agriculture. Our country was built on it, our children are fed by it. No one quite understands the unique needs of the farmer like United Bank and Trust. Whether you raise crops or livestock, you need the right equipment at the right time. Our ag loans can help you acquire and maintain that equipment when and where you need it. Contact one of our experienced ag lenders today. United Bank and Trust. Banking for your way of life. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Sunshine today with our highs in the mid to upper 70s. Partly cloudy skies overnight tonight with our lows in the lower to upper 50s. Staying sunny throughout Wednesday with our highs in the upper 60s and mid 70s. Northwest winds between 5 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. And clear into Wednesday night with our lows in the mid to upper 40s. Staying sunny into Thursday with our highs in the upper 60s and mid 70s. And clear skies over Thursday night with our lows in the mid to upper 40s. Northwest winds between 5 and 10 and gusting as high as 20. Some sunshine throughout Friday with our highs in the mid 70s and lower 80s. And mostly clear skies Friday night with our lows in the mid to upper 40s. Still sunny and nice throughout the weekend. Sunshine Saturday with our highs in the lower to upper 70s. And mostly clear skies into Saturday night with our lows in the lower to upper 40s. Slightly cooler on Sunday. Sunshine with our highs in the mid 60s and lower 70s. And partly cloudy throughout Sunday night with our lows in the mid 40s and lower 50s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature, mid-October 69, record high on this date 91, the average low 44 and the record low 25. This morning 7:39, sunset this evening at 6:47. 34 degrees this hour, likely some frost around the edges. That's checking the morning news and weather for this Tuesday, the 17th of October. KNDY News Time is 7:18. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Ease the burden on your loved ones with pre-planning services offered through Christy Anders Funeral Home in Waterville and Anders Fifley Funeral Home in Riley. This is Jared Anders, and we can help you in assuring that your wishes will be taken care of, easing the decision process for your family. From service arrangements to special requests, let us take time to meet your exact needs. Find us online at apfunerals.com or visit us at Christy Anders Funeral Home in Waterville or at Anders Fifley Funeral Home in Riley.
New Creations by Nicole has moved. They are now conveniently located next to Youngerberg Drug on the square in Blue Rapids. They are ready to pamper men, women, and children with their full-service salon experiences, hairstyling and treatments, manicures and pedicures, acrylic nails, body waxing, facials, and spray tans, all under one roof. find them on Facebook or call 785-410-5031 to book your appointment today and discover a world of beauty and relaxation at New Creations by Nicole.
The Phillies draw first blood. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. Game one of the National League Championship Series in Philadelphia. Phillies, D-backs, bottom one. The very first pitch from D-backs hurler Zach Gallen.
Swing and a drive, right field, way back, and gone! Off the scoreboard and right.
The call on ESPN Radio. Kyle Schwarber wasting no time putting the Phillies up early en route to a 5-3 win, cooling off the red-hot D-backs a little to take game one. American League Championship game two. Houston, you've got a problem. Top one, Nathaniel Lowe batting with three Rangers runs already in.
Delivers, and this ball is through the hole between third and short. Being waved in, Garcia. Here's the throw from Brantley. It's not even close to being on time.
The call on ESPN Radio, Texas ran off to a 5-1 lead. Houston's rally fell short. Rangers win 5-4 to take a 2-0 series lead. Week 6 of the NFL ended in Los Angeles. Chargers hosting the Cowboys, tied at 10-all at the end of three. They traded touchdowns to make it 17-17 in the fourth, later in the quarter.
So Aubrey with 2:23 to go is going to try a field goal of 39 yards. His kick is away, and the kick is good, and the Cowboys lead by a score of 20-17.
The call on 105.3 The Fan, Brandon Aubrey's late field goal was the difference. The Cowboys defense picked off Justin Herbert on the Chargers' next drive. Dallas escaped San Diego with a 20-17 victory to go to 4-2 on the campaign. NHL, Panthers, Devils in Newark, New Jersey.
Here's Barkov into the near circle, out to Ekman Larson at the line, backs up, long shot, tip, they score!
The call on WQAM, Florida Beach, New Jersey, 4-3. Rangers edged the Coyotes 2-1. Rookie Connor Bedard didn't get a point, but the Blackhawks handed the Maple Leafs their first loss of the season, 4-1. Caps got by the Flames 3-2 in a shootout. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
Tune for the Coach's Corner on Key and EY, following sports each evening at around 5:20. As we visit with Southern and Diller O'Dell on Mondays, Axtell and Centralia Tuesdays, Lynn and Hanover Wednesdays, Frankfort and Valley Heights on Thursday, and Washington County and Marysville Fridays. The Coach's Corner, plus our Friday night feature games live on Key and EY. Scores and updates, game nights on the Farm Bureau Insurance Scoreboard Show as well.
For a limited time only, Sonic's small hand-mixed classic shakes are just $1.99 all day. And with a deal that sweet, they don't need me to convince you to go get yourself a sweet and creamy little treat. So instead, I'll just take this time to list flavors in my sexy voice. Chocolate. Strawberry. Peanut butter. Yeah, you're welcome. $1.99 small classic shakes all day at Sonic. Tax not included, add-ins cost extra. Limited time only at participating Sonic drive-ins.
Ag Buildings provides safe storage and working space for farm shops and machinery. Inline Construction offers wood or steel frame ag buildings complete and finished to your specifications. Call today for a quote and let them get started. For Ag Buildings demolition, concrete, and construction work, count on Inline Construction. Find them and see their recent projects on their Facebook page.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Let's get to the latest that Larry Steckelin reports.
Well, folks, with the average farm size just a little over an acre, I think they're a little worried about that, although they don't seem to be doing much to stop it. In any event, rural population is a rough guide to farmer numbers, and it is dropping from about 800 million at the turn of the century. Now it's down to 240 million. And it's going to go a lot lower because the income can't be there with an acre and a half. In the meantime, friends, got an interesting report. We got an outfit that says old white males are responsible for a large share of the world's problems, and that's because we eat too much meat. Yeah, 12% supposedly is 100% of the meat eaters. 12% of us eat 100% of the meat. I got a story that says that's BS. Use that for what you want. But in any event, it is, no doubt about that. The 12 percenters are a demographic identified by researchers at Tulane University School of Public Health and Tropical Medicine. Concern for the environment when making dietary choices has grown as the contribution of the food sector to global greenhouse gas emissions becomes more widely known. The authors wrote, understanding the correlation of beef eating could assist in the targeting of campaigns to reduce the consumption of high-impact foods. All kinds of ideas to cut back consumption of meat. Isn't that something? We've got groups across this country that are gathering by the hundreds to do just that, prove, and they don't have any proof. They just have a lot of talk. And we'll leave it at that. Thanks for being with us on the Stackline Report.
Hop in, let's go to Honeyman Ford in Seneca, the best place to be.
Skip the drive. Come see us right here in Marysville, Kansas. At Honeyman Auto Sales and Service, you'll find the same honest sales experience backed by the same reliable service. With the same goals in mind, our Marysville location is sure to provide you with a satisfying vehicle experience. Find us on Facebook or stop in at 1122 Pony Express Highway today.
Have you driven a Honeyman Ford?
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. This time of year, many spring calving cattle producers are working on weaning their calves. K-State Extension beef veterinarian A.J. Tarpoff explains a few things that they should keep in mind to reduce pressure off the livestock and operator. He shares what he thinks all producers should do first when it comes to weaning.
You know, we always refer to weaning as the most stressful time in the animal's life. Well, it doesn't have to be. And it comes back to, and sometimes it's stressful on the operators, the producers. Again, it doesn't have to be. So now is the time to plan ahead. Whether you have a traditional weaning window, maybe you're weaning to be able to prepare those calves for a particular sale. You know, whatever works for you, plan ahead and plan accordingly.
He says that having prepared working facilities and enough help can be important to remember when coordinating for the move.
Some working facilities that are out in the pasture, we all know that some of those facilities don't go unused for periods of time through the year. If you have a lot of tall weeds, things like that, it's time to go knock off all those weeds, make sure it's an easy access, easy flow to make sure we're not impeding any of those animal handling whenever we get them in there. Next is, again, plan ahead and plan accordingly that weaning is an event. It can be an event, but it's not a timed event. So, you know, whether you hire people in, you have day labor, you have neighbors come and help, family members coming back from college, right? You get the kids coming back from college to help out with weaning. Whatever that is, have some flexibility in place, but also communicate. Okay, this shouldn't be a spur-of-the-moment activity. It should be planned out well in advance. So while you're planning, labor, facilities, timing, but also weather.
Giving the calves time to acclimate to what will be their new conditions after weaning can be beneficial for the calves' transition.
Whenever we're introducing new animals to any new environment, new feedstuffs, new water tanks, whatever that is, give these animals a comfortable, unstressed time to be able to figure things out for themselves. So if we're going to be feeding weaned calves, a new diet, right? Well, it's okay to go out while they're still with their mom and introduce that new feed. So pre-weaning, you know, a week ahead of time, give the animals an opportunity to acclimate to their environment, acclimate to the new nutrition that you're going to be delivering, acclimate to the new water. That'll all build confidence in these calves whenever we start working them through this transition.
That was Kansas State University Extension beef veterinarian A.J. Tarpoff discussing things that cattle producers should consider before they work to wean their springborn calves. He reminds producers that each operation is different, so they should do what works best for them and their livestock. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Looking to put away some fresh, locally harvested apples for the winter? Now is the best time to stock up. We have all the apple news on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
You promised.
I took the garbage out.
No, I'm talking about all the work we need to get done around here.
I know. We need a new roof and we need replacement windows.
How about a new bathroom and some overdue remodeling?
And how are we supposed to pay for all that?
My sister said she called Remodeling Loans and they were able to find her certified contractors.
That's great. How'd she get the money to pay for all that?
Remodeling Loans offered zero interest for 60 months. They even have payment plans with zero down and zero deposit.
Looks like we're getting a home makeover.
Great. Now, if I only knew someone to call for a husband makeover.
Really?
Remodeling Loans is the number one leader in home improvement financing. Call 800-391-8140 today for a no-credit check, no-risk approval. Get approved today and we'll match you with the best contractors in your area. And remember, no deposit financing is now available. Call 800-391-8140. 800-391-8140.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, October 17th, the 290th day of the year. Actor George Wendt has a birthday, and Albert Einstein immigrated from Germany to America on this day in 1933. It's the height of apple season across America, and right about now is the best time for stocking up on the so-called late-season varieties. Late-season and winter apples are great for baking and also tend to be the best keepers. Those include names like Cortland, Fuji, Pink Lady, Rome, and Winesap. Keep them chilled and dry, and many will keep until late winter or early spring. And here's a clever tip for testing an apple's ripeness. With your finger, give it a flick near the stem. A dull sound indicates ripeness. A hollow sound means it may be a bit overripe. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
It's 7:30 from KNDY and 34 degrees this hour. Highs today forecast in the middle 70s. We'll stay in that seasonal range remainder of the week.
Mid-America Network Sports, I am Felix Johnson. The longest high school football winning streak was broken last Friday as Andale, with their 57-game win streak, fell for the first time in a handful of years to the Cheney Cardinals in an overtime game that ended with a Jackson Voth touchdown. The final score was 36-30. I had the chance to speak with Cheney head coach Shelby Wehrman, and he spoke about the importance of the community.
Well, I told several people last night that it takes a village to have a team like this.
Yeah.
The community support, the parents, the administration, just everybody around encouraging these kids to go, you know, play hard and give it their all. And
the Cardinals are ranked number 1 in 3A and look to build on their 7-0 record as they look ahead to their matchup against Halstead this week. The Andale Indians, after taking their first loss, after winning 57 games straight, take on Pratt this week. Mid-America Network Sports.
Come check out the new look at Midwest Kia. Updated models, upgraded incentives, and a store remodel to go with them. What hasn't changed? Midwest Kia is still the better way to buy. We're proud of our promise to provide a simple, transparent, and fast buying experience without the price gouging and gotcha tricks that require the fast talk disclaimer at the end of the ad. Want choices? We've got over 200 new and used vehicles to choose from, with more new Kias on the lot and available than any time in the last few years. Want a better rate? New Kias qualify for interest rates as low as 0.9%. And don't forget, every new Kia comes with an industry-leading 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. New look, same great value. That's why people are singing,
we want to see ya in a Midwest Kia.
Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. See dealer for details.
K-State true freshman Avery Johnson had 13 carries for 90 yards and 5 touchdowns, but also split time with the original starting quarterback, Will Howard. Chris Kleiman spoke to the media about the plan going into the game.
We were gonna play both kids the whole time, and we knew it, but we didn't know what would happen when we put Avery in and were able to get that first drive when he scored. And then we kind of went back and forth, and they just kept giving us the same looks.
Also in the rushing attack, Trayshawn Ward had 15 carries for 118 yards, and DJ Giddens had 12 carries for 53 yards. Through the air, both quarterbacks had a very similar day, as Avery Johnson went 8 for 9 for 77 yards, while Will Howard went 6 for 9 with 86 yards. In regards to the starting quarterback for Week 8, Chris Kleiman said that is a discussion weekly moving forward. Along with the record-breaking performance on offense by the true freshman, K-State had 3 interceptions, 2 of them by Kobe Savage and 1 by VJ Payne. Mid-America Network Sports.
Marysville High girls tennis team finished runner-up to Wichita Collegiate in the state tennis tournament at Topeka. Shea Kramer finished 3rd in singles, winning her first 2 matches, then lost in the semifinals, and coming back in the consolation to win 6-4, 6-4. Rose Latta and Caden Spurgeon took 6th in doubles. Aubrey Vering and Kate Fries placed 9th. Valley Heights Lady Mustangs win the Twin Valley League Volleyball Tournament 25-18, 25-19 over Centralia. Valley Heights advanced, winning versus Hanover, and Centralia handled Clifton Clyde. Haxtell Boys and Centralia Girls won their respective divisions in the Twin Valley League meet at Seneca Thursday. Grady Bussing and Gavin Shaughnessy won two for the boys, with Chris Fulkerson of Centralia fourth, Hudson Nemechek of Valley Heights fifth, Titus Cobb of Blue Valley sixth, Brody Applegarth of Washington County seventh, Garrison Sand of Washington County eighth, and Blaise Bussing of Axtell 10th. Washington County finished runner-up. Mackenzie Baker of Washington County first in the girls' division. Keelan Rempe and Malia Talley of Centralia ran 3-4, with Court Thompson finishing ninth.
Maybe it's intuition, but some things you just don't question. Like in your eyes, I see my future in an instant. And there it goes, I think I found my best friend. I know that it might sound more than a little crazy, but I believe I knew I loved you before I met you. I think I dreamed you.